All right, let's catch up with John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackling, Kipling. John, I really appreciate you carving some time out for us.
Oh, you're welcome, Adam.
I know it was a busy weekend. Why don't you tell folks all the things that were going on around Little Bay to Knock?
All right. First off, we had Great Lakes Sports Fishermen's Club Walmart Walleye Bays Classic tournament that went on, and there were some decent bags caught. First place was 20.89 pounds, and big fish was 11.07 pounds, so there were some decent fish being caught. Also, yesterday was the Greater Green Bay Area Walleye Series. They were striking out down by O'Connell Green Bay, so they all fished up here, and I haven't heard on how they did, but I'm assuming they did just as good as our club did.
Wow. Was the wind over the weekend as bad as it was what I heard today? Because I heard it was just brutal out there today.
No, it wasn't that bad this weekend. Today was brutal. We went out and expecting 5 to 7 mile an hour winds, and we got about 15 to 20 mile an hour winds out by the shoal. So it was brutal.
Did you get any fish for your effort?
We ended up with two. We had nothing trolling harnesses or crankbaits, so we found a pot of fish and switched over to shiver minnows, and we got two with that.
And then what, you got blown off then? Because it sounded like, I mean, there were some big waves out there today.
Oh, there were. Yeah, after that, we said enough's enough. We were getting beat up pretty good, so we headed back in.
Any colors or anything you could tell us about those shiver minnows that could help folks catch more fish?
Yeah, the two orange crawfish was working for us, and so was the new holographic perch. Those two colors seemed to, well, they caught our only fish. So.
Well, I'm sure folks can get some information from you if they pop in. We're talking to John at Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling. So you were out at the shoals. Did you hear any reports from inside the bay at all, inside Little Bay to Knock?
You know, Black Bottom's been producing some good fish. You know, a lot of good eaters, 15 to 20 inches. And then up on the reef, guys have been doing good in the early morning and the evening, trolling anywhere from straight in front of the bait shop all the way up to the head of the bay center reef.
All right. And I'm going to ask you one more time about just sort of points south of Little Bay to Knock as well. You talked about Minneapolis Shoals. Did it sound like most people were way out in the bay trying to get big fish like at the shoals, or was there any spots closer to shore, Cedar River, Ford River, Noceum that produced?
You know, I know Seagull's Point down by the Bark River was okay for a couple days, but come tournament time, everything shut down. So most guys were out on the shoal and out further there.
Okay. Well, we got a decent walleye report anyway. Let's wait till this blow dies down a little bit, and hopefully things will pick right back up, and you'll be able to get back out there with those shiver minnows on the shoals.
Exactly.
John, can we get a little more time from you and switch over to a salmon report?
You sure can.
John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling. And we're going to talk salmon next, so stay tuned to The Outdoor Show.